Good day.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, depending on what time you are listening to this and where you're listening from. I like to greet you properly. So, good day, y'all. How are you? Happy Wednesday. Today is Wednesday, January, I think the 24th. But no, the date doesn't matter because whenever you're listening to this, it's the time for you to hear it. And I just wanted to stop by and do a good mood moment and, you know, have a conversation with my friends. Hey, ladies, you know, how are you? Are you, you know, getting through this week? What you doing? What's going on? How are you managing? You know, leave me some comments. Let's have some conversations, ladies, because we got to fight this thing. Everything that you have worked so hard for is about to meet that eternity place, like where time meets eternity, where the thing that you've hoped for, the thing that you desired, or the thing that you want is actually happening. And you have to just start to enjoy the fact that it's happening and don't get overwhelmed with the how it's all gonna come together, but just calm down and enjoy the process. I don't know who this is for today, but I know it's for somebody. If it's for me on the replay, I thank him in advance because I was doing some studying yesterday and I was reading and also watching videos as, you know, I was doing some mommy and moose time. That's for those of you listening to me for the first time. That's me and my daughter or mommy and I or whatever, me and Lydia. It's mommy and moose. And we were watching the Joseph movie and I was super inspired and I just wanted to share this with you guys. I was going to do it yesterday, but we had so much going on and I was recovering from falling like your girl fell down the stairs. Super blower. But anyway, the Joseph story was very inspiring. Once again, you know, I've watched it a bunch of times and I've read over it a bunch of times, but God knows exactly how he needs to speak to you when he's going to speak to you. And I wanted to share this part with you guys, how Joseph didn't understand why he was put in the pit. He didn't understand why he was sold into slavery until somebody either nudged him or the Ruach HaKodesh spoke to his spirit and was like, huh. It was, you needed to be broken so that you could receive and handle the mantle and the pressure that's going to come with the thing that I've called you to become. So I say all of that to say, be inspired today that through this process, through this uncomfortable place, and you're just like, all right, Father, why in the world would you tell me to do X, Y, Z? And then I've been put in a pit, but yet you gave me so much favor. So if you are my sister today, and I know you, my sis, I know this is for you. If you have been given favor, but yet there's a lot of fire that is surrounding you before you get to that thing that God showed you, because remember, Joseph was a representation of those of us that dream. And while he was dreaming, he shared his dreams with the ones that he thought loved him, with the ones that he thought he was in a safe place to express the vision, not because he was coming across arrogant, but he was coming across with a humble heart as he thought. This is why we must be careful when we speak, and we're not supposed to speak on that thing yet. Just because God gave you the vision does not mean the people around you are able to handle what he has given you. So make sure that that person that you're sharing the dream with, the person that you're having the conversation with, make sure that they support you. Make sure that they love you. And if they don't beat them up. It's not your place to beat them up. The Most High is the only one that's in control of the conditioning of their heart. So if, you know, he is allowing their heart to be hardened, you must understand that that's not your situation or person to solve or person to change. You can't do none of that. So I encourage you today, get in your word, of course, read about Joseph. Joseph is such a dope story. And you can Google it, find the right scriptures and the right location to get to it. Because it's time to get in your word, because his word speaks life. His word is living. And through all of that, Joseph had to understand that it doesn't matter, regardless if he's wearing the colorful coat that his dad gave him, because his father gave him favor and his heavenly father gave him favor. Through dreams, God showed him who he was called to be and what he was going to be doing one day. However, he had to go through the process in order to handle the mantle that was landed in his life. And mind you, God blessed him with two sons. One of his sons was, Ephraim, where it was God delivered me from all of my sorrows. And then the other one was Manasseh. And Manasseh, he represented that, I might be getting it mixed up, but look up his son's names, because they showed that God's favor and God's will for your life will happen if you get through those storms and understand that those storms are not to hurt you. Most of the times, those storms end up sharpening your process. Because mind you, before Joseph was able to be trusted, or for even for him to be put in the room or to even be called on at such a time as this, he had to be in the pit first. If he never was in the pit, he never would have been put in the prison as a slave. He never would have experienced that, and he would have never been around those people that would have put him in position. How you know, for the cupbearer to actually be having a conversation with him was only an ordained opportunity. It was only it was supposed to be that way. Just like when he spoke back to the Pharaoh when he was in line saying he ain't supposed to be a slave. You know, all things work for our good. So I want you to take some time today to study that, to read that. Or if it's something else you know that God has been leading you to, read the word. The word is going to change the position of your situation. I'm trying to tell you, that's what gets me through. And I can only practice what I preach, because when I get in my word, when I pray to the Creator, when I forget about the troubles that I see before me, and I understand that my daddy got me, oh, that's where that peace that passeth all understanding comes from. Okay? So I inspire you today, sis, to get up, put some lipstick on, get cute. I'm about to do my hair. Y'all gonna see some pictures. I don't know what style I'm gonna do next, but you will definitely see them in the coming photos if you follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Because it's time to get cute. It's definitely that blowout season weather. And it's time to, you know, forget about the troubles that are in front of you and understand that the obstacle is just going to push you to have more power when you're in the proper position. Okay? Yes, be great today. It's good mood moments right now, and it's time to shake that thing. Who cares about what your pocket's looking like? Who cares how many bills you have? Bills gonna come, but if God called you to be who he's called you to be, it's time to get in position. It's time to do the things that you're supposed to be doing so that you can maintain the promise once you reach the land. So many people get to the land and can't maintain it because they didn't go through the process. You want to be one of them people that's going to maintain it. Okay? So I encourage you today, be great on purpose. Smile at somebody. Smiling is a gift. Pray for the person in front of you and pray for the person behind you, whether you're in the car, if you're in the store, wherever you are. Prayer does still change lives. Okay? It's time out. No gossiping. If you follow me on Facebook, on my personal page, Lalexis Jones, I had posted, with the fake church people talking about people. It's time out talking about people. It's time to pray for them. I understand they made you mad. I understand you have to separate yourself from them. However, don't be talking about them while you're not in their presence. pray for them. Because we need somebody to pray for us. That's why he told us, you got to forgive somebody before he gonna forgive you. That thing is deep. We are all each other's keepers. Remember when Joseph was thrown in the pit? I'm back on Joseph because we living in a time where the dreamers are dreaming and the dreamers are now getting out of the pit. Are you one of the dreamers that was put in the pit and now you're in the palace? However, you might still be in the jail part of the palace right before you become that person that God has created you to be. So I inspire you today. Get it together. Get it together. Smile. Shake that thing. Don't let that thing control you. And if you got so many people that keep wanting to be controlled by the very negative things in front of them, man, you can't keep feeding your spirit with that. It don't work that way. You got to get in the right position. You got to get into some positive affirmations. You got to get it. And for me, positive affirmations is Proverbs. Positive affirmations are the Psalms. That's what they are for me. That's why if you've ever visited my, Is that right? Is that how you say it? If you've ever visit, if, I don't know, some of them words be throwing me off, but if you've ever visited, it's going to work today. But if you've ever visited SiegeJewelryStore.com, it's the wearable affirmation store where we wear things that remind us of the word. We wear things that, not that we worship them, because I don't really do crosses and stuff like that. But if you, of course, want a cross, I can create that for you. We do have some angel wear, but a lot of it is to take you back to that mustard seed, because mustard seed is our main line. And we do wearable affirmations over there, but it's not that new age. We don't do crystals. I don't do none of that because I feel that that is not of the kingdom of God. I feel that's of another kingdom. So if you were interested, of course, get you some wearable affirmations at SiegeJewelryStore.com. And, you know, we're going to win together. Or get a gift for somebody else to lift them up. It's time to win. It's time out for living in lack. It's time out for living in fear. We are living in a day and age where the currency is really no longer the currency of cash or none of that. The currency is a lot of attention, and you got to make sure that your attention is on the word. Your attention is in the kingdom of God, because there are so many things set up to distract you. I don't know why I threw that in there, but that had to be for you today, sis. What are you focused on? Okay. I'm here to give you a hug. I'm here to love you because I love you with all my heart. However, it's time to tighten up. What you about to do? We are going into February. We almost in February, okay, of 2024. And whenever you're listening to this, whenever you started your new year, understand a month has already gone by if you just started following me. What you about to do now? It's time to put your big girl pants on, and it is time to get things done. No more excuses. No more waiting for everybody else to do it for you. No more waiting for the handouts. The handouts aren't coming. Your daddy is the Most High, and you still waiting for handouts. He got you. Whew. I felt that thing. That thing right there was for me on the replay, y'all. I'm on fire. Why? Because the Most High is speaking to his children. It amazed me how many people that I ended up watching and that mentored me was talking about Joseph. And I had just spent some time in the word about Joseph. It's the dreamer season. But if you stay stuck, angry, if you don't allow the Most High to pierce your heart, if you don't allow the spirit of the Ruach HaKodesh to move within you, you're going to be stuck. And you're not going to fulfill everything that you're called to fulfill. Not everybody made it to the promised land. Why? Because they couldn't be obedient. The sacrifice they was willing to have. They was willing to sacrifice versus be obedient. Obedience is better than a sacrifice. It's real. No, it's not easy. That's why a lot of people don't like the word, because the word holds you accountable. Because once you hear it, you know what it said and you know what it told you to do. But everybody don't have the courage to say, oh yeah, the word told me that. I felt when the Holy Ghost moved. And that's the Ruach HaKodesh for those of you that are just listening to me for the first time. But it's time to be accountable. What you gonna do? Okay, you messed up yesterday, so you gonna mess up today again? No, get up. Shake that thing. Get in a good mood. Show the people who God has called you to be. Not that you're trying to impress them. However, you are an answered prayer to someone else. Somebody's waiting for you to show up so that they can show up. Amen. I just felt the amen for that one. But we're going to leave it at that. And I pray that this good mood moment has been a blessing to you. And if you know that this is for somebody else, please don't hesitate to share. Be sure to subscribe to winwithmisslex.com and be a part of the whole experience, because we winning over here. Okay, and I can't wait to have you guys on the show. I'm lining up some interviews. I'm looking forward to speaking to you guys. You never know who's going to pop up on Win with Miss Lex, okay? Because Win with Miss Lex, we about to be all over the United States, all right? We gone. We out there. I can't wait to meet you. I can't wait to sit and kick it with you. Why? Because we winning together. Why not? All right. So again, thank you for listening this far. I love you, and make this the best day on purpose. And until next time, I will talk to you in the comments, and good day.